It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
It's Tokyo time, and Anything But Footy brings you the views of the athletes in action just before their event.
We all remember the chant of Johnny Peacock around the Olympic Stadium by fans in London 2012. He famously became 100-metre champion and did it all again in Rio 5 years ago. Now the Strictly Come Dancing sprinter has told us he's not the favourite this time.
Johnny, do you feel a bit of extra pressure? You go in as the hunted man now because we know what you can do.
Do you know what? Yes and no. I think obviously defending champion I am. But if I've got to be completely honest on the sports side of things, Felix Streng is the hunted man. You know, he's someone in my class who has been laying down probably, I think he's probably ran every single race faster than anybody else this year. So if he would be by far the bookies' favourites if they had any clue what they were looking at. You know, I think he's run some incredible times this year. So in my personal view, it's his race to lose right now because he's been running so well all season. I fully expect he really should be winning this race. At the end of the day, though, it's my job to come in and put as much pressure on him as possible and make sure that I'm breathing down his neck over that last 30, 40 metres. He's got a great start on him. I know that the runner that I've turned into, and I know that the runner Johannes is, the other German, the double leg, we're both top-end runners. So I think it's going to be an amazing race. It's going to be an incredibly fast race, but the last 40 metres is definitely where you want to be watching. I think we're going to see potentially a couple of overtakes, hopefully. And obviously all I can do is focus on my lane. I'm feeling good at the moment. Yeah, hopefully it'll be nice and fast.
And you, of course, are a championship performer. You've been in this environment before. How much are you enjoying being there this time, despite all the different protocols that you will have to be dealing with to get to that start line?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm always a little bit homesick, to be completely honest with you. I definitely miss my girlfriend and my dogs quite a bit. You know, I think even when I stepped on that flight, I was already missing them. It's never nice being away from me personally. But, you know, this is my job. You know, this is what I love doing, you know, and the championships is what we're here for. This normally comes around once every 4 years. This time we've had to wait 5. It's the pinnacle, you know, crowd, no crowd. It doesn't matter. We've got 11 seconds to go out there and to give it absolutely everything. You know, we've trained for a long time for this. At one point, like you say, we didn't think it was even going to happen. So, you know, here we are. It's here. We've got to go out there and do our thing.
And for you guys, this is such a platform, such a stage, isn't it? The Paralympics. If you want to come home and, to put it brutally, make some money and make a living out of it, this is where you need to be. This is where you need to be seen.
Exactly. You know, I think, I think that this is the thing. Disability sport is improving. I think every single year it's getting better. We're seeing more visual representation now in terms of disability, not just in sport, but in terms of everything. And it's been incredible to be a part of them. I personally, I'm biased, but I believe that the Paralympics is definitely a big cause of that. I think London 2012 was a huge cause of that in this country. I think I'm really excited to see the Japanese, I guess, like the public, how they respond to it, because I think that they were very excited for the Paralympics. I think like the noise that I was hearing out of this country was incredible coming into it. So I'm really intrigued to see the reaction here. But at home, we're going to have a lot of medalists, you know, we're going to have a lot of medalists. So if the people at home want to feel a bit patriotic, I guess, and they want to stick the TV on and they want to see their country winning a lot, put the Paralympics on, because you'll see it, because we're one of the best nations in the world at what we do.
And you look on then with a little bit of envy at the guys maybe in the Olympics or some of the other sports that get more opportunities than you guys, who are, as you said, they're so successful.
I think we do and we don't. I think all I can do is focus on, I'm an athlete. All I can do is focus on my lane. It's the same thing in this. All I can do is focus on our lane in terms of the disability sport. I think I'm somebody that always, I guess, asks for equality, wants everything to be equal. I also think that we've proved time and time again the effect that we have and what we can bring to it. You know, go and take a decibel meter to a Paralympics event and you'll hear that actually sometimes, I think somebody told me obviously that in 2012 there was obviously it was louder in the Paralympics than it was in the Olympics. If that doesn't tell you that the public are loving what they're watching, then I don't know what will. We've sold out stadiums. We've, you know, even for the World Championships, you know, we sold out 50,000 seats to athletics events. That would have been unheard of 10 years prior to that. You know, we've taken leaps and bounds in this country. I think we've still got some way to go. I think the issue that we've got, it's like anything, a few people control the power, you know, and it's with them who make the decisions. It's the meet organizers. At the moment, they don't seem to value Paralympic sport as much as the public seem to value Paralympic sport. Hopefully, either they'll start changing their mind or somebody else will come into their job who will understand how important it is and actually the value it can bring. I believe it's just going to get better. And it might mean that we're seeing peaks and troughs, but I think we're rising. I think every few years, we're going to see it bigger and better. And eventually, hopefully when I retire, not yet, but quite a while away, we'll be in a much better place.
Because I've been speaking to guys like David Weir this morning, who's at his sixth games. So do you look at six and think, yeah, I can get there?
Yeah, I see no reason why not. Well, actually, I do see some reasons why not. Something might come in. Who knows? Yeah. You know, for me, like Paris is only 3 years away now. You know, it's not far away at all. And it's also going to be incredibly fun. What, 4 or 5 years? So we're going to have like Paralympics, World Championships, Paralympics, World Championships. You know, it's going to be a really cool few years, I think, with lots and lots of events. I definitely see myself there. Los Angeles is pretty cool too. You know, I think, yeah, I've never been there. I am only 28. You know, I think Paris I'll be, 31. Think sprinters, you know, we've seen at least one of the most successful British sprinter of all time, Linford Christie, didn't PB until he was what, 30, high 30 or mid 30s. So I definitely feel like I've got a lot of running left in my legs for sure. You know, I've been PBing slowly but surely certain events this year in training, and it hasn't actually been a great year for me. You know, I've had a hamstring tear in May. I've come off the back of a big knee operation, but things are slowly coming back to it. I feel stronger than I've ever been. Many years left in the tank. The hair's not going grey just yet. So yeah, hopefully we've got something left in me.
I love your enthusiasm for it. Great to catch up today and all the very best.
That's great. Cheers, Michael.
Johnny's in action in the 100 metre heats on Sunday, lunchtime, August the 29th.
This is Tokyo Time from Anything But Footy, the Olympic and Paralympic sport podcast. Follow for more from the 2020 Games in 2021.
Sports Social Podcast Network.